179 yards passing, he had one passing touchdown, 50 yards rushing, two rushing touchdowns. He had 14 straight completions in the middle of the game. That is a career high. And there are now three quarterbacks in the FBS that have seven passing touchdowns on the season and seven rushing touchdowns. Blake Horvath at Navy, Jalen Milroe at Alabama, and Devin Danpilla. Questions for Devin?
What do those numbers mean to you to kind of be in the class with those guys?
It's a great thing. I feel like it tells, you know, our offense that we're moving in the right direction. Obviously, that's what I come, that's the ability I bring, passing and running. So glad to have a coach, you know, that's taking advantage of what I can do best and putting me in the best situation.
You had a pretty solid day through the air. Early on, it really looked like you and Luke Weisong were connecting well. Was that the plan coming in, or was that you just trusting your guy because you guys have so much chemistry off the field?
Yeah, you know, I think we came off a great week. It was emphasis to, you know, come out and, you know, execute right away. So, you know, Luke is one of those guys, you know, really dependable guy. So he's earned my trust to, you know, go to him when we need him on downs, and, you know, he makes up for it.
Doug, this is the first home win of the season for you guys, the first time of your career doing that. You guys have won back-to-back games. How much of this stretch of, you know, last week or so has really, like, helped set the foundation for what you guys are building?
Yeah, you know, I think last week, you know, was a great win for us. Offensive-wise, you know, we put up 50 points. So to come into this game and, you know, put up another 50 points, you know, it's just huge momentum. And, you know, finally seeing, you know, the work we put in is finally becoming consistent as we've been, you know, wanting to do all season. And then, yeah, winning at home, that was a huge emphasis starting Monday. Coach came in and he was like, we don't have a win at home. This is something that, you know, this is our home. This is – where we win, it should be mandatory. So, made a huge emphasis on getting this win today.
In terms of the run game, it feels like you guys have, you know, kind of added to a little bit of something every single game today. Sol Jay coming into the fold in a big way with the Wildcat and all that. Obviously, you have Bakari there. Eli had a nice day as well. And, of course, you know, working off design runs and options and all that. In terms of just how the run game has evolved since the start of the season, how can you attest to that kind of level of growth there?
Yeah, you know, that starts off with the O-line, you know, they've been doing their part on the pass, and, you know, you're finally seeing that these guys are working when it comes to the run block until the holes are big. So huge shout out to those guys. That's the reason why we're moving forward on that. And then, yeah, our running backs are running a lot harder than I feel like they were at the beginning. They're getting a lot more comfortable back there. They're hitting the holes a little harder, and they just seem more relaxed back there when they're next to me. So I think just getting more comfortable and, you know, trusting the offense, trusting our coaching.
It certainly looks like it from our end. Does it feel like the run game has developed to a point where it's actively wearing teams down to where you can break up those kind of big gainers and TDs and all that in the fourth quarter or second half?
Yeah. It's gotten to a point, you know, where I'm in the game, I'm like, coach, run the ball. Like, I don't need to pass it, you know. But, yeah, I mean, the confidence is fully there. Those guys we're getting, like, consistently 4 or 5 yards. You know, two of those are first down. So, yeah, we're moving in a great direction.
Is that ever a real conversation you have of, like, Coach Beck, like, through the headset or whatever, or you're on the sideline or whatever, like, let's run the ball?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I can't talk to him on the field. I can't talk to him back, but when I'm on the sideline on the headset, yeah, I mean, we have free conversation. You know, he allows me to say what I have to say, and, you know, he gives me his feedback as well.
It seems like the offense is, well, the team in general, is gaining more confidence as you guys are playing more and you can see it on the field. What do you attribute that to? Just especially the offense. You guys just seem to be clicking.
Yeah. You know, I think we've taken, you know, a bigger step on the brotherhood aspect of, you know, football is won before game day. And I think we've been making, you know, a huge emphasis to play for each other during practice and just making the most out of reps. So I think we're practicing a lot more deliberate. Not saying that we haven't, but, you know, we're a lot more dialed in. I feel like when we're practicing and, I mean, so many mistakes are being made during practice. So, you know, we're moving in the right direction.
You've heard a lot about how much of a grinder Nick is and how much of a great teammate he is and how, you know, he's gotten to where he is now. So to, you know, reward him with his first touchdown pass, how cool was that?
Yeah, you know, that was a lot. That meant a lot for me as well. He earned number 7. Earn not giving. That's what our program is made off of. So for him to get 7, you know, was a huge deal coming into the season. And, you know, he might have, you could say he struggled, you know, the first two games just – came out a little antsy. But, you know, after that, I feel like he's taking big strides every week. And finally for him to get in the end zone and, you know, be able to celebrate, you know, all the hard work he's been putting in these last couple of weeks meant a lot to me as well.
A lot of your design runs, like most of the time, you get to the end zone and touch. Does that ever, like, shock you? Ever, like, are you ever, like, well, where's the defense on this play? Like, well, what's your thoughts on that? Do you ever get shocked from it or –
Yeah, you know, that starts off with our goal line plays. You know, we do a good job moving the ball, so the teams feel like they have to overly play it to stop us, and they just end up forgetting about me leaking out. So yeah, that's how that goes.
It's like kind of a silly question with like 434 total yards, 52 points on the board and all that. Like, what do you feel like is left that needs to be added to the offense to just kind of, I know it's never a complete product, but to kind of, you know, take it to the next level?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we are clicking. I feel like, you know, the receivers are, you know, getting better by the week, and you know, you see more people are getting the ball every week. So I feel like, you know, we're becoming a complete team. We're starting to figure out what we do best, and I think we're going to keep moving in the direction where, you know, we do best. But on my part, you know, there's playing quarterback, there's always going to be plays, you know, I wish I had back. So just being more efficient during plays is, you know, something I could definitely control going into games.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You haven't caught a pass yet this year. You got one last year.